Welcome to this Giants.com exclusive, and we're joined by Chris Snee, who announces his retirement. Chris, first of all, congratulations on a wonderful career.
Thank you. Thank you.
What led you to this decision? I know it had to be hard.
It was hard. It is hard, and it will be for some time. But, you know, when the Giants, first of all, I'm thankful for them for giving me the opportunity. You know, I sat down with them in February and March and kind of told them that, you know, I still had a fire to play, and you know, for so long things were going well, and I wasn't lying to people when I told them how great I was feeling, and you know, my strength was increasing, my weight was increasing. But when I came out here to practice and to the OTAs, things start to hurt, and it hurt to punch. My hips started to hurt, and I wouldn't be able to help the team, you know, to the level that I expect of myself, but what they expect of me.
10 years. 4 Pro Bowls, 3 All-Pros. What are you most proud of your career as a player?
For me, it's all about the journey. You know, when you start camp and then that memorable playoff run and, you know, the feeling that you have during those runs where you know it's a special group. And the first group, that line we had was so great. And, you know, we loved one another and still talk to this day. And you know, we just took a lot of pride in what we did. And defeating of a undefeated team, that was special for that reason. And then, you know, the second journey was, you know, for different reasons. You know, for me, that took more of a personal thing. My boys were old enough. Both of them were at the game and, you know, fully understood what was going on. And to me, that's special is that two of my 3 children watched me play and will remember, you know, what I did.
When you think about that team and that offensive line, 06, 07, 08, was that as much fun as it gets? Because you had that same core of 5 guys, and you guys, everyone knew you were going to run it, and you ran it down people's throats.
It was, and it was such a confident feeling when we took the field and actually spoke to the group that, you know, at the end of last year, I came in and I spoke to the line and just told them that's the feeling that you should have when you walk on the field, is one with confidence and one that you know, you know, what your teammate is doing. You know, it was well documented that the left side was more verbal, and Kareem and I didn't say much, but you know, that worked for both sides. And you know, the thing is, we always knew that we had each other's back. And when you're able to run the ball, everyone knows you're running the ball and they can't stop you. That to me is a great feeling.
How do you think Giants fans will remember Chris Snee as the player?
Hopefully that, you know, I gave them everything I had, and I think that was, if it wasn't clear, it should be clear that, you know, that's why I came back this spring, and that's why, you know, I put on the weight and spent time in here in February and March, and, you know, when guys were vacationing, and, you know, took some of the young guys, and, you know, I worked out with Justin Pugh all winter and spring, and I think you'll see a more powerful player. He was a great player last year, but I think he's ready to take the next step. So, but I gave them everything I had, and I love being a Giant, and you know, I haven't truly reflected on what I've done, but I know that I wouldn't have wanted to play for any other organization, and now it's I'm part of the history.
Part of a great history, 2 Super Bowl championships. Obviously, this was a hard decision in coming.
Sure.
The team reporting to training camp today, you see the field is set up for camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be hard to walk out of this building and know that tomorrow you don't have to come to work?
Yeah, it will. And I've always kind of joked to friends and family that I wondered what August would be like when, you know, not playing. You know, I get to enjoy August. I don't know if I will. You know, I think it'll be tough, and I think the best thing is that I have a great family. I have 3 kids who keep me busy all day, and a supportive wife who's been around the game for her whole life. So it'll be an adjustment, not just for me, but for all of us. You know, I made reference to my boys, but this is what they know too. And, you know, they'll have to get used to their dad not being, not playing. But the good news is that, you know, I won't be too sore to play with them in the fall and half the winter. You know, I'll be able to walk away and still do stuff with them, and that's very important to me.
And if they want to go to a game, Grandpa could always get them tickets.
You know, and I told Coach that earlier. I'm like, you know, my oldest son he's been around it longer, so it's been harder on him. And I told him that thankfully that his pop is still the coach, because that it's going to be a big transition for my children. And I'm aware of that, so we'll stick together through this like we always do.
Is there one moment in wrapping up here that stands out for you? Just whether it's a play or just a moment with your teammates.
That's tough. I mean, I've got 10 years of memories going through. I think about the Super Bowls the most. You know, I feel like the first Super Bowl, just even though it was, you know, more of a upset or whatever you want to call it, but it just flew by to me. I didn't, after the game, I felt like before I knew it, I was on the bus and I didn't get to savor every opportunity. But that second Super Bowl, for me, finding my family and just truly embracing, you know, that, that's got to be it. You know, that, finding my family through the confetti, and that one I took more time, and I wasn't in a rush to get out of the locker room. You know, I even took time to shave that awful playoff beard I had grown. So it was just tried to slow everything down, which I kind of regret I didn't do the first time.
You came in with Eli in 2004. What was it like playing with him and obviously working with him as closely as you did?
He's been great, and I couldn't imagine playing for any other quarterback. I mean, we went from, you know, we came in the same year, but we're both very quiet guys, and, you know, it took us a while before we kind of knew what pranks we could do on each other. We could kind of feel each other out, but, he's been great. He's a great quiet leader. Been more vocal the past year, but for me, he's a great friend and a guy I sat next to on the plane for every trip. And, you know, out of respect, I called him yesterday before any other player, and just to let him know. And he was the only player I called. But one of the first things he said was, "Who am I going to sit next to now on the plane?" You know, it's. I love the guy, and that's, you know, I'd wear that shirt every camp. I Love Eli shirt. I don't know if you remember, but I still have it in my locker, and I actually saw it yesterday. And not going to lie, that brought a tear to the eye.
You see all these former Giants that have come back through the facility over the years in your 10 years, some of the great champions of the past, and they've all said the same thing: once a Giant, always a Giant. Mm-hmm. Now that you've announced your retirement, do you sort of get what they mean?
I do, and that's what Mr. Mara, Jerry Reese, Coach Coughlin, they all said that to me today. And it was funny because I had never been in John Mara's office before prior to today. And he joked that that's a good thing. And, same thing with Jerry Reese. It's only been the past couple months that I've been up there. So I just, their words that they all said today meant a lot to me about, you know, the epitome of what it is to be a Giant. And I took a lot of pride in that. I took a lot of pride in putting on that uniform and that helmet. And like you said, I'm part of the history, and I'll be around. You know, I love this team, and this year will be tough, but I'll be cheering. And I told Coach Flaherty that if he has any jobs for me to do, I'll be looking for something to do, as will my my wife already said that she'd. I need to find something to do in a couple weeks, yeah.
Chris, congratulations on
Thanks,
a brilliant
Bob.
Career.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's Chris Snee, who announced his retirement after 10 years with the New York Giants, here on Giants.com.